Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter on the prohibition of wailing over the dead, slapping the face, tearing the clothes, plucking out and shaving the hair, and supplicating for destruction. We explained that in the time of Jahiliyat, this was something that was very common, where people would cry, they would wail, they would slap their face, they would tear their clothes. All these are, and they would sometimes make dua for destruction. Sometimes they would hire professional mourners to mourn over the dead. Now all these were things that exhibit and display the sign of a person being upset with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we are taught that we accept happily the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadness, and for a person to go through grief, this is something that is natural. But the way he expresses himself also must be within the bounds of Shariat. No such thing as a person goes beyond the bounds of Shariat. So much of dignity Islam affords the living, dignity Islam affords the dead. And also Islam brings about so much of moderation, that even when it comes to an occasion where a person passes away, how are you expected to behave? What words are you expected to say? Are you going to say anything, or are you going to say those words that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It was the occasion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lost his beloved son Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now we know that when a person loses a child, it is a very sad occasion. It's not something, not an occasion that a person would like to go through. But look at the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the timeless words. He says, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعُ والقلب لا يحزن ولا نقول إلا ما يرضي ربنا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these eyes, they tear, this heart, it feels the grief, but we will not say anything except what will please Allah. In other words, what is natural beyond our control, that eyes tearing is beyond our control, the heart grieving is beyond our control, but what we say, that is in our control. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرُضِي رَبَّنَا. But we do not say except those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, as the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah has mentioned, that on the occasion when a person just passes away, at that occasion, du'as are answered. So very often people start saying things, start screaming, start phoning, start WhatsApping. But immediately, he says, take out a few moments and make du'a, because at that time, du'as are answered. So imagine how we behave and how we should be behaving. Actually, we should be making dua at that time, making dua for the deceased, making dua for ourselves, because at that very moment, du'as are answered. So anyway, this is the chapter that we had started yesterday. And Abi Burdata radiallahu anhu qal, waja Abu Musa radiallahu anhu faghushi alayhi wa ra'suhu fi hijr imra'atin min ahlihi faaqbalat tasihu برنة فلم يستطيع أن يرد عليها شيئا فلما أفاق قال أنا بريء ممن برئ منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بريء من الصالقة والحالقة والشاقة. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو بردة رضي الله عنه narrates that حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه had fell ill and he had lost his consciousness. His head was in the lap of one of the women of his family. So his head was in the lap of one of the women of his family, and he had lost consciousness. She began screaming out in sorrow. So she thought that he had passed away. So she had started screaming in sorrow. But he was unable to say anything. He had fallen unconscious, but he could hear. He could hear in this unconscious state, he could hear she was screaming, but he couldn't say anything because he was unconscious. Sometimes it happens like that, where a person, he can hear, but he cannot reply, he cannot say. So he was in this condition. He could not say anything to her. When he regained consciousness, he said, I declare myself free of those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has declared himself free. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared himself free from the woman who wails, shaves off her hair, or tears her clothing. Now look how careful Sahaba were to correct anything that they saw wrong. This person was in a, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, was in a condition that he was unconscious, and this woman from his family was wailing and crying. But immediately when he woke up, he corrected her. So that teaches us something. When it comes to our family members, and we see something wrong, don't let it just pass like that. We got to make it the point to correct it. Allah Pak has given us this duty to correct it, that we must make an effort to see how we can correct it. He just wakes up from unconscious state, immediately he quotes the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he corrects her. عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من نيح عليه فإنه يعذب بما نيح عليه يوم القيامة. حضرت المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying one who is wailed over will be punished on day of Qiyamah on account of that wailing. We gave the explanation of this yesterday, where a person he makes wasiyah that you people must wail over me. All this practice was there in his family, but he didn't do anything to change that practice. He allowed that practice to continue. Now he will be facing the consequences of that on the day of Qiyamah. And Ummi Atiyah Nusayba bi Dhammi Noon wa Fathiha qalat akhadha alayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inda al-bay'ati alla nanuha muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Ummi Atiyah Nusayba radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that at the time of pledging allegiance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made us a pledge not to wail over the deceased. So Hazrat Ummi Atiyah Nusayba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she's saying that at the time of bay'at, that when we took bay'at to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to take bay'at over was that we will not wail over the deceased, because this was a practice, it was a custom at that time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it was a custom, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the things that he mentioned or he took bay'at from them was that don't wail, so that this custom also can be warded off. And in Nu'man ibn Bashir رضي الله عنه قال أغمي على عبد الله بن رواحة فجعلت أخته تبكي وتقول واجب لا وكذا وكذا تعدد عليه فقال حين أفاق ما قلت شيئا إلا قيل لي أنت كذلك رواه البخاري. Here again it shows that how the people that are passing away are also getting affected. They also get affected by these cries and these screams that take place at that time when this people are passing away. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir, now sometimes it happens that a person, like in this incident where he didn't pass away, Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu didn't pass away, but he came and he was unconscious and he regained his consciousness, but he was able to relate what he had experienced. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu narrates that Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu fell unconscious and his sister began weeping and saying, oh, the mountain amongst men, oh, so and so, enumerating his good qualities. When he regained consciousness, he said, you did not say anything except that I was asked whether I was really like that. She was saying these words, wa jabala, oh, the mountain amongst men, wa kaza, oh, that person that had these qualities and had that qualities and was like this and was like that. Tu'addidu alayhi, he started enumerating his good qualities, but he explains when he regained consciousness, you were saying these things, I was being asked, are you really like that? So here again we learn that these words also affect the person that had passed away, that passes away, that is passing away. So therefore we must be careful what we say. The best thing to be doing is to be reading and making dua and saying those things that will assist this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of making amal. Something that we need to bear in mind is always be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is something that is in our favor or whether it's something that we, obviously, it's every decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for in our favor. Is it that sometimes we can't see it? So whether we can understand it or whether we can't understand it, we always should be happy with the decision of Allah. This is what my Allah wants for me. This is what I am happy with. Yes, I'll feel sad. Yes, I'll feel unhappy at that moment. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in store in the bigger picture for a person, the only time he will really appreciate it is when his eyes close. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.